Blog Talk Radio.
We've got a right to praise you. We've got a right to bless you. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to get the glory out of our lives to you, Lord. We just bless your holy name. Well, welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God the praise, the honor, and glory like our theme song says. I never want to get tired of giving God the praise. I never want to get tired of giving God the glory because he is so worthy and so good. So good to us. Good morning, baby. How are you?
Happy to be here. And it's a little bit of this cool, crisp North Carolina morning. It is the day that God has made. We are glad for the choice.
Amen. 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 I don't know. I can't hear you. I don't know whether you are on or not. So I can't hear you. Say something else.
Again, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad because God is just good, and I just feel like late Bishop Patterson that used to sing, time to time, I can't let a day go by without praising him. And today I want to give him the praise again for all of his goodness. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. Before we get started, I just want to ask our listeners if they would remember, I guess, that we had a few weeks ago, Sister Charlene Davis, her mom, has gone on to be with the Lord, and they've had the services before, but her family requested a memorial service for just the family, and when I spoke with her on this week, she was saying that she hadn't really gotten a chance to mourn, but that she, you know, wanted us to pray for her as she goes through this memorial today. So just remember her in prayer. It's a hard thing. I lost my mom several years ago. As a matter of fact, right after my honey and I got married, and he lost his mom a couple of years ago. And so we understand that pain of losing your mother. So just pray for her. And we're going to start off with prayer before we get started. So, honey, would you pray for us?
Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you right now in thanksgiving and in worship. We come humbled by your greatness. We come in awe of your majesty. We come, Lord God, just to worship you, to thank you and to praise you for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, for all that you've declared, because we know that your word is faithful, and what you have declared for us, you will be faithful to complete it in us. We come in prayer thanking you for these things, Lord God. And in the name of Jesus, we pray for this broadcast today. We pray for your people, all that are listening on this day, all that will listen later to the recorded version of this. And we just thank you, and we pray for every speaker who gives their testimonies, Lord, that their joy would just be made full, that their prosperity would be overflowing, that the blessings of the Lord that make us rich and add no sorrow will just be abundant in their lives. In the name of Jesus, anoint the words that go out. Let them go out and minister, Lord God. Let them be healing to those who need to be healed. Let them be joy to those who are discouraged and downtrodden. Let them be just a lifting up of those who feel like they're down and have no hope. Let them be hope to the hopeless. Let these words, Lord God, just speak into the situation that everyone who hears, that out of these words they will receive what they need from you. In the name of Jesus, and bless the host right now, Lord God. Just give the desires of our heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And we are so excited today. We have a guest, and she is a young lady that is working for the Lord, and she has an awesome testimony. And, you know, the testimonies that are given are not just, you know, the testimonies maybe that you hear regularly at church, but just their life is a testimony, and that's what they're testifying about, the life that they're living and the things that God is doing in their lives. This young lady is a part of a ministry that I tried to call in to. They have a service that they do. They do prayer and they do, I guess, some Bible study over the phone. And it's just an awesome thing. It's exactly what our sister Adrienne Bernard does. Evangelist Bernard has a broadcast that comes on every day on this same number. She is out of Stockton, California, so she's Pacific time, and the broadcast starts at 1 o'clock her time, so it's 3 o'clock Central Time and 4 o'clock Eastern Time, which we're in the Eastern Time Zone. We just thank and praise God for all that He's doing in the lives of His people. Just awesome. He's blessing, and even in these times of the time that we're in, economically challenged time that we have, God is still blessing. He's still in the blessing business. And you know, it's, they say, and I can agree with that, that if you have the favor of God, you don't need money. I know the Lord has done some miraculous things in our lives, sustaining us in a time when we were at pennies. God just, you know, sustained us and kept us, and I'm just in awe. In time of trouble, He has shown His hand over us in the lives of our sons, and even in our lives, and how we go day by day, and, you know, we go to work, and then we come home, and, you know, we just don't want to not acknowledge our God for doing that, because there are a lot of people that go to work and don't get back home. You know, they have an accident, or, you know, someone gets killed accidentally. Someone comes to shoot one person and ends up shooting several people. And, you know, we just thank God for His protection and His love for us. And, oh, just, He's just an awesome, awesome, awesome God.
And I think about, as you were talking, how that, even looking at our lives, the God we serve is recession-proof.
Yeah.
And there is not only that, because the Bible lets us know that our God will supply your every need according to His riches and glory. And we know that the Bible lets us know that the cattle on a thousand hills belong to Him. All the gold is His. All the riches, all the rubies, all the diamonds are His. Everything that is needed to sustain us belongs to God. And so He's recession-proof. So when we have need, all we have to do is ask of God. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." In other words, there is no need that won't be answered, because God is our shepherd, and he just provides. As I look over our lives, as you mentioned, I'm in a totally different career than I used to be in, when I probably make less than half the money, but I think God is showing himself that we're probably doing better day to day, month to month now than before, because he's just taken over where we depended on money. Now we depend more on him. And he's shown himself faithful. He is faithful. He will be faithful. And that's just an exciting thing about God, just his faithfulness. He said he never leave us nor forsake us, and his word has proven true day by day.
Yes, honey, we sometimes, because we're just so relaxed, and that's one of the reasons that I had our guest on for that have done missions, because they've gotten a chance to see the way that people in other countries live, and they live so far below what we live here in the United States, and we have just, I mean, you know, we have just been blessed. We're in a country that has not seen war on our homeland. We have not seen the devastations of the droughts, the different droughts that other countries have experienced. We haven't had a tsunami, you know, to come and just wipe out a coastal area. We've had tornadoes and we've had, you know, hurricanes, but nothing continuous. And we are just so blessed to live in a country that God has his hand on. And he definitely has his hand on it. Let's not ever get tired of praising God and thanking God for the things that he's doing in our lives, because we just are blessed. We're blessed, and we live in a land that's blessed. And let's not forget that. I just want to say that we are under the umbrella. I forgot to do this. I did talk about her, but we are under the umbrella of New Destiny Ministries, where evangelist Adrian Bernard is the host, and she hosts the show Monday through Friday at this same number. And her show highlights just the Word of God, and she comes on with guests and renowned preachers that are not renowned. Not renowned by the world, but renowned in their respective places, and she gives them a pulpit to say that they can come on and, you know, just give the word of God and break down, you know, what God is saying to his people at this time. Also, we are so excited because we will be Evangelist Bernard will be hosting a crusade here in North Carolina. We have not gotten the venue yet, but we're so excited that in September, mark your calendar, save the date, September 5th through the 7th, and we are going to have a high time in the Lord. We're just so excited that, you know, that she has decided to grace us with the honor of hosting, or helping her host, the crusade here. Well, we just thank God for that. So excited for the things that are happening.
Amen. And we're just looking forward to being able to spread the gospel, the good news of are the salvation of our Lord throughout this area in North Carolina. Again, we're not quite sure where the Lord is going to lead us to set up camp for this event, but we know that and the church that I attend, they have shared with us the statistics just in the area that we live in, that 80% of the people really are not affiliated with any church. So just by, if we were to knock on 10 doors randomly, 8 of those people would probably need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's, as we can look across our nation, we can see that even though we were founded upon some very Christian or church worship-related principles, our nation really seems to be less and less churched, even though we see the mega churches on television. But in that same metropolitan area, there are probably 10 times that many people that are not in any church. So we just need to be prayerful and pray with us. Lord will guide us into the right venue, and that His will be done in spreading this gospel of Jesus Christ, because we know that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. And it's our job. It's the first and really one of very few things that Jesus actually commanded us to do, and that is to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to make disciples of men.
Yeah.
So pray with us as we go about that.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we are just so happy that you have tuned in with us this morning. And I see, I think our guest is on the line. Jasmine, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am good. How are you?
I am good. I am good. So happy to be here, and so happy that the Lord has blessed us with another day to give Him the honor and the praise and the glory. We talked last night, and I'm just so excited because I just love when people want to give a testimony for the Lord. We are, we were just saying, I don't know if you heard us, how blessed we are to live in the country that we live in. We had guests on that have done missions, and we're just saying how they, the places that they've been to have been so ravished by wars and just, you know, suffering, the things that we thank the Lord have not had to suffer in the country that we live in. We think that we have it bad here, but when you go to some of those countries, it's like another world. It is another world, the things that they suffer. But they all say that, but when it comes to them coming to church and praising the Lord, and they said that it's crazy church, as we call it here. We think we have crazy church sometimes, but they have crazy church all the time. People are just so thankful to God for the things that He's doing. And that's why I really believe that the Lord gave me this, because God, as blessed as we are here in the United States, God wants us to be crazy about Him. You know, just like they are, just crazy. We have a right to be crazy about the things of God, because we are so blessed.
Amen.
So, amen, amen. Well, before we get into your testimony, and as I was saying a little earlier, that if you are church, as my husband was just talking, if you have affiliation with church and you've been in church, you know that how testimony service goes. But this is not that kind of testimony service. And really our lives are a testimony, the things that God has done for us. So, you know, we don't want it to be structured like a church testimony, but just your life as a testimony. Wouldn't you agree, Ms. Jasmine?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is. And,
yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, you never know who may receive a breakthrough off of your testimony.
Absolutely.
You never know whose life you may touch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have been honored and graced, and we were just speaking about a guest that I had on in April. The Lord just miraculously delivered her from a life of drugs and prostitution. I don't know if she was, you know, a prostitute, but that she did have, I think, a boyfriend that was like a pimp, and maybe she was like the head, or I'm not exactly sure, but the Lord has delivered her, and now she is living for God, and her mom was able to see what God did, you know, to bring her out. And now her mom has gone on to be with the Lord just within the last couple of weeks. And they're having a memorial for her today. So her name is Charlene Davis. So just remember her today, you know, as she lays her mom to rest, that the Lord will strengthen her and comfort her in this time of loss in her life. And so, Jasmine, tell us a little bit about yourself before you get into your testimony. Last night as we were talking, I could hear your babies, and I remember those days, and I just when you know, you're talking on the phone and the kids are running around, and it's a joy, and then it's bothersome sometimes, but you know that time goes so fast.
It goes so fast.
I look now, my baby boy, and he hates for me to say that, but my baby boy will be 23 on the 28th, and so it's like, wow, my babies are all grown, and you know now they have babies, and so now I'm enjoying the granny phase of my life. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. A little bit about Jasmine. Well, I am a single mother. I have three children. They are 11, 2, and 1. So my hands are tied, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a member of Victorious Believers Church. Victorious Believers Ministries Church of God in Christ. My pastor is Pastor Chris Pryor, and in my church I am in the choir, and I'm working on getting involved in some other ministries. I've only been there for about a year and a half, so I'm working on getting involved in some other ministries. I work in child care. I love working with children. My passion is for our young people.
Definitely.
And I thank God for giving me the ability and the patience to be able to work with them.
That is a ministry. That definitely is a ministry. I know that in the churches, I know that we have, I know from being saved years and years and years ago, that my home church, they always had a ministry, and I just really thank God for, you know, you have to do your part too, but it is such a blessing to be able to trust, you know, your children to be away from you. And it is a ministry, and everyone cannot do that ministry. Everybody,
no.
You know, should not be with your children. I know that sometimes they, it's kind of like a mandatory thing. They want you to work, you know, in the nursery ministry. And everybody shouldn't do that. So it's a blessing. Yes, it is a blessing to be able to do that, to have that ministry. God's grace to it.
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about your not just your church, but, you know, tell us your children's name and where you live. Not in detail, but you know where you live. I mean, not your exact address, but where you live, and you know, tell us a little bit about your family, your mom, your dad, your or is that part of your testimony?
No, it's not. Well, I'm born and raised in Saginaw, Michigan. It's a couple hours away from Detroit. It's a small city. You know, not a lot of people know about Saginaw.
We know about Saginaw, huh, honey? Honey?
Yeah, we do. I've been around there for a time.
my children's names are Nia, Michaela, and Kaden, and they are my heart. My babies are my life, my world. I gotta leave that where it's at, because that's part of my testimony. But I'm kind of at a loss for words right now.
Well, that's okay. So I have between my oldest son and the next to him, there are 11 years. So he was very helpful with the kids with me. He, as a matter of fact, when he was in high school, he had to do a show and tell. And, you know, and so he took, the boys had this doll. It was called Buddy. It was a Buddy doll, and it was like the size of one of the boys. And so Mark took Buddy to school with him and changed his diaper. That was his. It wasn't a show and tell, but kind of like a show and tell. Anyway, and they were so amazed that he could change his diaper as quickly and as perfectly as he did. But he had the experience behind him, helping mom with the younger brothers, and they are such good friends now. He always wanted, you know, he always wanted siblings, and he was a little, you know, surprised that mom had that three boys together, but they are just great friends now, and, you know, they look up to him and go to him for advice and, you know, talking to him, and it's just an awesome, awesome thing. So that's what you have to look forward to. You have three girls?
No, two girls and a boy.
Oh, two girls and a boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all righty. So is your baby a boy?
Yes. Yes, and he is a little rugrat. Yeah.
I know. my youngest son, I help him with his son, and he keeps me busy. I mean, and they're so smart. They are it's like beyond their age, they're smart. Like, I asked him when he was one, I said, have you been here before? Because he was just so smart. I mean, he was talking at one. I mean, he was talking.
Wow.
He wasn't just saying words. He was talking and making sense, you know, making sense talking, not just gibberish. I don't think there was too much of a time period where we couldn't understand what he was saying. Just smart. But they are such a joy being around him, but he's busy. Oh, he's busy. So I watch Super Nanny now, and I try to use some of the tactics that she uses on her show. I know. Some of the stuff I'm like, okay, well, is that going to really work?
Right.
But anyway, see, our show is very relaxed. It's very relaxed. So don't be nervous. You know, don't be nervous. And I know once you start talking about the things of God, you won't be nervous. You're not shy about God. And so tell us, I know this is part of your, probably part of your testimony, but there, I was saying earlier before you called in that there is a prayer, there is a Bible study, I think you guys do testimonies too on a call that you do, and I was so surprised when I called in, and it's like a church line. So tell us a little bit about that, because I was so surprised, and I was like, oh, wow, this is cool.
Now, are you talking about the call I did on Thursday night?
Are they different calls? Well, just tell us about the call, about the ministry that you're a part of, you and a guest that I had a couple of weeks ago. You guys are in ministry together. Yeah, Tierra, you guys are in ministry together. And it's just so awesome for young people to be in ministry now with all the things that are going on in the world. So just tell us a little bit about that. And then you can go into your testimony. I know probably that is a part of your testimony. So just tell us a little bit about that. And then at the end, you can give us the number for people if they want to join in the call. Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Well, the name of our ministry is Empowerment Prayer Ministries, and it's three of us. It's myself, Tierra Holiday, and Tiffany Tolliver. And our main focus, our main goal is to bring the word to God's people and to pray for those who are in we have our conference calls. We have our set conference calls on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Friday is our Friday night date night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And Saturday night is our Ladies of Valor, which is at 9 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Central. And I say that those are our set calls because one thing about us that sets us apart from other ministries is that we move by the leading of the Holy Spirit. So if God leads us to do a call outside of those 3 days, we do it. And, you know, we may be planning on talking on one subject on our calls, but God will lead us in a completely different direction. So however God leads us to go, that's where we go.
Amen.
All three of us walk in the gifts of the prophetic. And I would say that 90% of our calls, someone is receiving a prophetic word from us. And it's bananas because it's like a tag team ministry. And it's so out cold. It's so anointed because God always has the three of us on one accord. So if one of us is thinking one thing, please believe and please know that all three of us are thinking the same thing. We on the same page. And neither one of us knew each other from a can of paint before we were connected. And that's what makes it so amazing, is that God could bring three young ladies who are on fire for God, who are so passionate about God, who are so just deeply off into God and his word, and just so caught up in his presence and in his spirit. And we're all from three different states. I'm from Michigan, Tierra's from Illinois, and Tiffany is from Missouri. And I know that God is not through with us yet.
Yes.
He's not through with us yet. This thing, this ministry, God is about to take it so far that we can't even begin to think of how big this is going to be for us. And I love these are my sisters. I love them to pieces. I love them to life. And God couldn't have blessed me with a better pair of sisters to work in ministry with.
It's just amazing how God can connect us. We call it, Sister Adrienne calls it, a divine connection. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
yeah,
when God puts something together, nothing can separate it. And it's just divine. It's just divine. And to be open to the leading of the Lord, that is so key. That is, you know, that's phenomenal. It is.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am. You definitely will not be disappointed with our call, because God always moves. And the one thing about us is, even if we don't get any callers, if we get maybe one or two callers, we still speaking and teaching as if we have 100. Amen. We still allowing the Holy Spirit to flow. We still allowing God to move. So
yes,
you won't be disappointed. You will always come off of our calls full. Always. That's a guarantee.
Amen. 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 That's awesome. That's awesome. But you can give the number. You can give the number now, and then again later, and the day that you call in, and yes, you are part of our, on Facebook, we have a group called They Overcame, and
mm-hmm.
if you would like to join the group, all you have to do is go to my page, Billy Burns. And you know what? I keep, and the Lord reminded me of this the other day. I never say that who hosts They Overcame. I just start talking. But my husband, Albert, and myself, Billy Burns, we are the host of They Overcame. And I never say that. But look us up on Facebook and join They Overcame. You can do church announcements. You can do ministry announcements. You can do prayer requests. Whatever you want to put on the on the group page is fine. So just look me up, Billy Burns, and I will accept you into the group, and then you can start making the announcements. Also, let me just say that if you have a testimony that you would like to give but are a little shy about coming on the broadcast itself, you can send your request, your prayer request, your testimonies to theyovercame2013 at gmail.com. Theovercame 2013 at gmail.com. We would love for your testimonies. Of course, we would prefer for you to call in and give your testimony, but, you know, some people are not, they feel a little shy about. A lot of people, even in church, would like to give a testimony, but they just are too afraid to stand up and give the testimony. And they don't have testimonies like they used to have, but anyway, you can send those testimonies and request to join the group so that we can include you in our broadcast. So, I'm sorry, Jasmine, go ahead. I just a little identification break.
Well, if you would like to call in, again, our calls are on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Central. And the number is 832-551-5100. Again, that's 832-551-5100. And the access code is 265-447. 265-447.
Yes, and it will prompt you to do the pound sign after the access number. If you're familiar with joining those calls, you know that that's always, they will prompt you though. So go ahead, Jasmine.
And also you can like our ministry page, Empowerment Prayer Ministry. And once you like our page, if we're ever led to do a conference call outside of those 3 days, we'll post it on our page. We always post the daily word on there. Sometimes it's more than one word that we're led to put on there. So you'll always get the word from us every day. So
now I don't know if this is a part of your testimony or not, but tell us how the three of you in three different states connected.
Oh, well, the three of us were all a part of this other ministry on Facebook called I'm So Worth It. And Tierra and myself, we were admins over the Prayer Warriors page. It was her, myself, and another young lady by the name of Jasmine Rome. And we were the admins. We were over the Prayer Warriors page, and Tiffany was the admin over the Single Mothers page. And God had just been dealing with us. The way we were doing our calls, we were always led to just do them. When we would do our calls, it wasn't just prayer. We would always pray, but God would always give us a word for someone. And if we had something that God put on our heart to share, we would do that. And Tierra was doing her Friday date night calls. And it was actually brought to a halt by the overseer of the I'm So Worth It group. She told us that we could no longer do the Friday day night calls. We could not, that when we do our conference calls, that we could only pray. We couldn't, you know, we were basically put in the box. But, you know, when you operate in the flow of the Holy Spirit, you can't limit God. You can't limit how God moves. And so, and we had already been saying that, you know, God is about to branch us out on our own. And needless to say, that's how Tierra and I came together. Tiffany was one of our supporters. She used to call in on our conference calls, and there was always something about her, and I couldn't put my finger on it, but there was always this crazy anointing on her, and I always felt this connection with her whenever she would call in and we would begin talking. And when God finally put it on our hearts that it was time for us to move on, God put it on, also put it on our hearts that Tiffany was, that Tiffany is to be a part of this ministry as well. And so that's how we came together. And it's just been the three of us ever since.
It's awesome how God connects people together. It's also the important that you're in tune with God so that he can direct you and to hear God, because there's so many voices out here that will try to lead you astray. So that's just awesome how God just works in our lives if we're open and willing to be led by him.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's what makes us set apart from a lot of ministries, is that we're always led by God. Always. And I can give you a prime example on Wednesday night. We did a conference call, and it was put on my heart to do it on worship. And when we got on the conference call, it went in a totally different direction. And Tierra texted me. She said, "I thought you was doing the call on worship." I said, "I was, but God led me in a different direction." And so, you know, that just goes to show you how God moves. And it was an awesome call, because it was some things that were, you know, talked about that our callers needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you never know what God has in store. You never know what the receivers need to hear until God moves you in that direction and brings it all together. Then it'll all make sense.
Exactly. Awesome. I know I must have said awesome like 100 times already. I'm just so amazed how God, you know, how God just does things. And if you don't sit back and look, you know, and in retrospect and look at things, you know, outside of yourself. And, you know, sometimes I just sit back and I'm like, wow, you know, God, how did you do that? That is just, you know, that has to be you, because I would have never thought about doing, you know, even this broadcast. I have been called to the ministry, but kind of shy and, you know, working and behind the scenes, not necessarily in the forefront. That's really been my husband in the forefront, but just I'm in awe of God. I'm like, wow, you know, you put things in us and then you'll get things out of us. The things that you put in us, you will get them out if we allow you to, if we allow him to. He will get the things out of us that he has put in us. So just amen. Amen for you. And being led by God and doing the things of God and, you know, not being hindered by the circumstances of your life. Because sometimes we get stuck in the circumstances of our lives. You know, we don't allow God to move because I am so unworthy, Lord, you know. And that's the trick of the enemy, to keep us from doing the things of God, because God, as I said many times before, he knew what he was getting when he called us, when he formed us and called us, you know, from the foundation of the world. He knew how our life was going to go. And still he, you know, has put his mark on us. And we have to move in the things of God, especially now, especially in the times that we're in now. It's devastation, you know, like we've never seen it before. Fearfulness in the land because of, you know, people. I was saying, my son asked me if I wanted to walk. His job is having it's a fundraiser. They usually are those walks, 5K or whatever. And then somebody said, well, you know, they're blowing up those walks now since the bombing in Boston. So, you know, it's fear is in the land, and the Bible speaks about that. People hearts failing them for fear, but to step out and do the things that God is calling you to do is just phenomenal, phenomenal.
Yeah.
And yeah. I thank God for you doing that. I thank God for you and Tierra. Tell us a little bit. Were you raised in the church? Were you raised? Is this your home church, or just since you've been an adult, you've gotten saved?
I was raised in the church. When I was a little girl, my mom was deep off in the church, and I used to love going to church, being a part of the children's ministry. When my mom stopped going to church, my grandmother took over, and I began going to church with her. And even on the Sundays that I didn't want to go, my grandmother made me go. And my grandmother, she was old school. She was one of the ones, if you fall asleep while the preacher is preaching, she'll pinch you, make you wake up. So I've been in church pretty much all my life. Even as a teenager, my mom had us back in church, but that's where a lot of things began to happen in my life. So that's where pretty much where my testimony began.
Okay.
You know, I've dealt with having low self-esteem issues since I was young, since I was very young. I didn't have the relationship with my father that I desired, and that caused me to begin to find acceptance from men. Hmm. even before my, even as a younger child, I was like five, this guy, my mom used to send us to this in-house daycare center. And one of the lady's sons, her youngest son, tried to get me to perform a sexual act on him. But I thank God that I had sense enough to say no, even at the age of five. And when I told him no, he got mad at me and got this nasty attitude with me and said, well, if you're not going to do it, get out my room. And so that's kind of where, you know, the rejection began to set in, and me feeling like, you know, in order for me to get boys to like me, I have to do certain things. And so in middle school, when I was in middle school, that's where it began to happen even more, where guys would begin to, you know, expose themselves to me, would try to fill on me in different things. And I felt like it was okay because, this, you know, I wanted that male attention. I wanted to be loved. And I didn't understand that, you know, you don't have to accept those things. You don't have to settle for those things in order to be loved by the opposite sex. When I got into high school, I was introduced to this man. I was 15 and he was 20. And he pressured me into having sex with him. And I ended up pregnant with my oldest daughter. The moment he found out that I was pregnant, he denied my child. And I was heartbroken because I knew that that there was no possibility of another man being the father of my child. But he swore up and down that he wasn't the father. He lied about having sex with me. He denied everything. And the first thing he said when he found out that I was pregnant, he said, why you lie about having sex with me? You know that was my twin brother. And that crushed me because I was in love with this guy. And for him to say something like that and to deny my child, that really did something to me, and it just planted a seed of pure hatred for this man in my heart, because, you know, any person that's willing to deny their child and you know that it's your child, my thinking was, how dare you? And so I grew to literally hate this guy. And it had got to where I thought I was using men for what I wanted, and then I would cut them off and leave them alone and go on to the next person. But I learned later on in life that they were using me, that the enemy was using me. I went through numerous unhealthy relationships. I went through like just having sex with people that I would just meet them and then end up having sex with them. Just, you know, all due to me having low self esteem and not knowing my self worth. I just I thank God for delivering me from that. But even my last two children, my babies, my 2-year-old and my 1-year-old, I was still going through that phase where I was using sex as a way of coping. I used it as a coping method to deal with me having low self-esteem. I used sex as a way to cope with the death of my grandmother. And both of their fathers they denied my children. They wanted nothing to do with my kids. And so that's why I'm raising my kids on my own. All three of my children, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, that all three of my children are anointed, that they are gifted, and that they are special, because neither one of my kids should have been here. They were not supposed to be here. All three of them were going to be aborted. My oldest daughter, I wanted to keep my baby, because at that time I was strongly against abortion, and I felt like, you know, I did this, so I have to stand up and I have to take care of my responsibility. But my mother didn't. She didn't want me to go through with it. She had called and made an appointment for me to speak with someone to go forth with the procedures of having the abortion. She had the money in her account saved up so that it could be done. And the church that we used to go to, New Covenant Christian Center, and I will always love, that will always be my home. But her credit union is directly across the street from that church. And so the day of, she went to go to the ATM to get the money out of her account. And she said that when she was pulling out of the drive-thru, that the first lady of the church stopped her. And she said, before you make any decisions, before you do anything, I want you to come and I want you to talk to me. And my mom went and she met with her, and the first lady was just ministering to her and telling her, you know, that's not the way to go. And God used her to save my baby's life. And it's ironic because they have the same birthday.
Your baby and your mom?
No, my daughter and the first lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This lady, God used her to save my daughter's life, and they have the same birthday. And so that is special to me. My youngest two, I had made the decision to have an abortion with the both of them, but with both of my kids, when I went to get checked out and everything, I found out that I was farther along than what I thought I was, and so I couldn't have the abortion. And it was amazing because I knew that I couldn't have been as far along as they were saying I was, because I'm like, I've been keeping track. So I know this can't be right, but when God has a plan, you can't alter it. You can't alter that plan, and His plan was for me to have my babies, and I thank God for my kids. I don't regret my kids, not one bit. I love my kids. They are special to me, and I just, like I said before, I know that they are anointed, that they are gifted, because they shouldn't be here. They should not be here. I went through a phase where I battled with my sexuality. I was confused. I was beginning to feel like I was beginning to get bored with men, and so I began having thoughts about women, and there were a few times that I acted on it, and I was in a confused state. I was in a confused state, and the enemy played on that. And I was still going through the phase where, you know, I thought I was using men for what I wanted. I would get what I wanted, and then I would cut them off and just go on about my business and just leave them wherever. And it was like a control thing for me. It was like, you know, it was a control thing, and it was an ego thing, because it made me feel like, I can do this. But all along, I didn't realize that the enemy was playing me. He was using me. And I thank God for delivering me from these things. And when I truly got sold out for God, because in the midst of all this, I went through my bouts of being saved and living for God, but I never stuck with it. I always fell off track at some point. And I was always the type of person that when I would fall off track, I wouldn't repent, because I felt like if I'm going to just go back out there and do the same thing over and over again, it makes no sense for me to repent. And so I would just stay out in the world of sin, doing foolishness, doing nonsense. And my God. When I truly gave my life over to God, it just made up in my mind that, okay, I'm in this. I can't keep going backwards. I got to stick to this, because there's nothing out here for me. That's when that's just when I began to notice God. I began to see God, and I began to know God for who he really is. I'm so humble, and I'm so grateful, because God has spared my life. I shouldn't be here, because at one point I was suicidal. When I was pregnant with my second child, the enemy was playing with my mind. I wasn't working. I didn't have an income. I had lost my job. I lost my car. Staying with my grandmother at the time. And the enemy just began to plant thoughts in my head. You know, an idle mind is the devil's playground. I wasn't feeding my mind with the word. I wasn't, you know, but I wasn't out in the world doing the things that I used to do. I was back in church, but I wasn't spending time talking to God or spending time reading my word like I should have been. And so when you don't feed your mind, that's when you make room for the enemy to move in. And he began to plant thoughts in my head, oh, you worthless. You can't provide for the one child that you have, and here you are about to have another one. Christmas was coming up. I couldn't do anything for my daughter for Christmas. Her birthday was around the corner. I couldn't do anything for her for her birthday. Here I am pregnant. I didn't have anything for my baby. I mean, it was just the enemy just used that situation to his advantage. And he just kept at it, you know. Since you're so worthless, you don't deserve to be here. Why are you here? You can't do nothing for your kids, so why are you here? And I had a bottle of Vicodin, and I went to get them, and I poured them out on my bed, and I was getting ready to take them. But the moment I was getting ready to take those Vicodin, I just heard God say, stop.
Hallelujah.
God said, stop, and told me to go flush some pills down the toilet.
Thank you,
and I just broke down. I just broke down because that's when I knew that's the first time that I gained revelation that in spite of all the mess that I've been in, that God loves me regardless.
Yeah.
That he loves me regardless. Did I hold on to that? No, I didn't, because after I had her, after I had my daughter, I was back off into doing the things that I knew I had no business doing. My grandmother had gotten really sick. And I was having to help take care of my grandmother. And she passed. I had my daughter in December. I had her December 31st. And my grandmother had passed in July of that following year, July 2011. And that's where I began to sleep with different men all over again. And I was just using that as a coping method to deal with the passing of my grandmother. I never really had the chance to just grieve over my grandmother. I've never really cried over my grandmother's passing. And it was during this time I got pregnant by someone else, and he came by about a month later to check on me, because he hadn't heard from me, and to see, he wanted to know if I was pregnant. And I told him that I wasn't sure, in which I knew I was, but I was in denial. And like I said, that I wasn't planning on keeping my son. And so he said that he was going to call me, he was going to check on me to see what's going on, and I had never heard from him again. But I know where he works, so I've been up to his job, left some notes and everything, and he no response. And when I finally got a hold of him, you know, his response was, you know, well, that ain't my baby. What you trying to pull? I mean, just denying. But it just made me feel so angry and so bitter. But I thank God for keeping me and for restoring my heart in the midst of all of this, because I could have easily grown to hate this man just like I grew to hate the other two. But God dealt with my heart on that. God helped me to forgive them. God helped me to just move on and do what it is that I have to do. I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for removing that spirit of rejection out of my way, for moving that low self-esteem out of me. Because now I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know my self-worth. I know what I'm deserving of. And I know that I don't have to settle for anything just because I just so that I can be able to say, oh, I'm in a relationship. No. I know the value of waiting on who God has for me.
Yes.
And it's so amazing when you gain that revelation of knowing who you belong to when you living for God, that you are God's child. And because God is royalty, that makes you royalty. And that means that you deserve nothing but the best. And I thank God for giving me that revelation. I thank God for showing me this. I thank God for not only showing me through his word and through me seeking him, but showing me through example, sending people into my life to show me, you know, you can have this as long as you wait on God. You deserve this.
Yes.
And so I thank God for the place that I'm in now. It's just amazing when you allow God to move, when you allow God to work on you. It's amazing the changes that he'll bring forth.
Yes. Yes, and there may be a listener out there that is in a similar situation as our guest today, Sister Jasmine Jackson. And it's so inspiring to hear, you know, how God can turn you around and use you. You know, the devil wants us to think, like you said, that you're useless, but God will use, and he uses the different situations in our lives for ministry. Because I know that, you know, that you're not the only one that has gone through rejection and gone through in and out of the church and doing, you know, just doing things that you would do, that you would want to do on your own, but God is always faithful and always there to help us, and to, if we just learn how to lean on him, if we just learn how to give ourselves over to him, that is something that a lot of us don't get to that place. You know, we're just out here. We're just out here, and God wants to use each of us. He doesn't want us to just be out here, you know, just living a life. But there's a purpose for our lives. There's a purpose for our children, no matter how they come here. There's a purpose for them. And now that you've gone through that experience, you're able to input into your children, you know, that wisdom of knowing who they are in God, not God allowing the circumstances of their lives to rule them, but to let God rule them. And what an awesome experience you have now to be able to raise children, godly children. I not so much now, but I know that in that home, young lady used to always say, I don't want to have any children. I just want to get married, and I just want it to be with me and my husband. And I would tell them, you know, not using wisdom at that time. But shame on you. Shame on you for saying that, because the world is continuing to have children, and they have to have counterparts. We gotta have God counterparts to the devil's people out there to say, because at my age, I'm not able to reach the people that you will reach at your age. And I don't know how old you are, but you wouldn't be able to reach the children that your children will be able to reach. You know what I'm saying? So we have to raise our kids, and like your grandmother did, making you go to church. But I'm so glad now that even in the churches, they're recognizing that our kids can be used in the service, in ministry. Used in ministry. So you know that your children are anointed, and that God's hand is on them.
So I know that you are, but pray that God will lead you to raise them. You know, that we the scripture says raise them in the admonition of the Lord. And we sometimes think that that's just, you know, teaching them Bible, teaching them the books of the Bible, and, you know, teaching them about the different people in the Bible. But it's more than that. It's more than that. It's, I remember my boys, and I'm going to let you continue to talk. My boys, I homeschooled them for 3 years before we left Illinois, because we're originally from Illinois. And how we had Bible study. That was our first lesson of the day. We would have Bible study. And just recently, my 26-year-old told me, you know, that his, you know, he said, it's in there, Mom, the stuff that you put in us. And he's going, you know, he's not walking the way that I would have him to walk, but he told me, he said, it's in there, Mom. He said, I can be, you know, with my friends, and we'll start talking. And he said, and then before I know it, I'm telling them something that the Bible says, or what the, you know, how God feels about something. And so it's in there. It's in there. So go ahead. I just.
You know, I completely agree with you. Even if I don't go to church, I make sure that my oldest goes, and she would be heartbroken if she don't, if she missed church. And she is very active in church. She's a part of the children's ministry. She begins dance tomorrow. She's in a choir, and this. You know, it's amazing that you said that. And tomorrow we have, it's Children's Day, so our children will be working, the ministry will be working the pulpit tomorrow. And so I'm just excited to see how God is going to move in the midst of these young people. And that, you know, like I said before, that's my passion, just to work with young people and to love on them and to see them do good. Because, you know, you never know who you're going to reach. You never know who's going to receive the nuggets of wisdom that you instill in them. And it's sad to say, but unfortunately, a lot of these babies don't get that love at home. And so that's why God places in us the passion and the desire to want to reach our young people. And if they're not receiving it at home, if we don't give it to them, then they're going to turn to the streets. And I believe we, as that village, as that village, I believe that we have the ability to stop a lot of the things that's going on in the world today.
Oh yeah. Yes, we are accountable for the things that go on in our children's lives, and like you said, it's you don't know who is in your presence. Bishop T.D. Jakes sat in someone's Bible or children's church or children's ministry, or sat under ministry, and look who he is today. We don't know who, you know, what God has planned for children and who they are in God. And I'm so blessed to hear you say that. You know, your children are your heartbeat. Because a lot of people, especially in the circumstance that you are in, they sometimes aren't because of the feeling for the father that sometimes translates to the kids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sometimes translates to the kids. So we don't even know. You know, we're kind of unaware of the things that that we are translating to our children because of the things that are in us. But God, but because of the delivering grace of God and the healing, you know, that God will give us if we allow Him to. It allows us to get beyond that and know that our children are not a mistake. They're not mistakes. They're here for a purpose. God has a purpose for everyone that comes into this world.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, we don't have the right to take someone else's life. We are not God. So who are we to abort that baby? You don't know who you killing. That very baby that you just took life away from could be the next Benjamin Carson. Could be the next Bishop T.D. Jakes or the next Joyce Meyer. You don't know.
Right.
You don't know. So, and even if you have had an abortion, you know, don't let that stop you from moving forward in ministry. God forgives all. If you just come to Him with a sincere heart and you repent, God will forgive you. And when God forgives you, He throws your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. So even if you have repented and the enemy is hanging that over your head, don't allow him to continue to do so, because God has forgotten about it, and that's all that matters. So now you have to forgive yourself and move on from that.
Absolutely. Well, are you finished?
Yeah.
You are. I'm really enjoying, you know, the richness of your testimony, the awesomeness, and I just want to tell you that I was 30 when I married my husband, and it was a situation where I had a son, and I was not really looking for someone to marry. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to meet my husband prior to me meeting him through some mutual friends. And when we finally did meet, it was not, I mean, we could tell, we knew immediately that we were going to be together. I won't say that it was love at first sight, but I guess it was just the spirit, you know, his spirit and my spirit connected. And after 20...
A divine appointment.
After 27 years, going on 28 years of marriage, we have had our ups and downs, but we know that God put us together, and like I told you last night, is now that our children are all grown, we can we're still parenting them, not like we did when they were younger, but you know, being there for them if they need us, we're there for them. But we're free, fasty. How does that say it go, honey? Fasty. Foot free.
Put loose and fancy free.
Okay. Yes. And so we had a little date night. And our grandson said, I said, I'm dropping you off at your dad's and to your daddy. And I said, and then Grandpa and I are going on a date. He said, what, again? You're going on a date?
Wow.
So we, it's there, and God has someone for his women and for his men. So don't be discouraged and know that, you know, God has someone out there for you, especially if you desire it. If you desire it, because he said that he would give us the desire of our heart. And sometimes it looks like, you know, well, I have this and I have that, and the world calls it baggage, but God doesn't call anything baggage. He doesn't call anything but what it is. And bless. Your children are blessed, and you're blessed, and I know that God has someone out there for you. Honey, did you want to say something?
I just enjoy the testimony, and one of the things that was said that just struck a nerve, but just excited me, is when she talked about knowing who you are and knowing whose you are. And that's very important in our life. And she spoke in terms of actually being royalty, because our Father is the King, and we are his children. Therefore, we're royalty, and we should think of ourselves and carry ourselves as royalty to the point that we just don't let the devil serve us of anything. And even when we fall into whatever the situation is, the temptation, or when we stumble, just still knowing that we're still royalty. The prodigal son, as we call him, woke up one day and realized who he was and whose he was, and he went back to his father, and his father just gladly received him. In fact, didn't wait for him to show all the way up, was looking for him. And that's how God is with us. And I just appreciate your story. I appreciate your testimony, and I appreciate your openness to share that though things go wrong, though we go wrong, if we just repent and look back to our Father, that he's just willing. He's just anxious. He's excited to see us come running back to him.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank the Lord for your testimony, and I'm sure that it's going to encourage someone out there to go on a little further in God, and know that even if you make a mistake, God is willing. The Bible says he's willing and just to forgive us. And as far as the east is from the west, he throws our sins to remember them no more. We were in a Bible study this past weekend. They were talking about how God forgives us, and how he is waiting for us. I don't know if that was last week or week before last, but waiting for us to come to him with our sins and placing them at his feet. You know, Lord, forgive me. You know, not that we should just take it for granted, because the Bible said, so we continue with it. I'm sorry, I'm throwing this little scratchy. So we continue with sin, that grace may abound. But once we, you know, give it over to God, they're like you said, Jasmine, just place that, you know, place it at his feet, and then go on and do what God is calling you to do. And I am so encouraged to hear you know, our young people. I watched. Yeah, grow up in the church. We attended the same church when I lived in Illinois before her dad started his church. And just, you know, she was a quiet. She was quiet. She wasn't. I think her older sister was a little more boisterous than she and than her little sister was, real young. So, but Pierre was real quiet in the church, and to see her doing the things of God is just. It's just amazing, you know, how God will use us. And he is definitely using you ladies in ministry and raising children, you know, on your own. And you're not alone. You're not alone. God is there with you. And I hear one of the mothers saying to me, Mother Lafayette, she used to tell me, pray, Billy. Ask God to tell you how to raise your son. Ask God to show you, you know, the things, because he was a boy, and, you know, I was a girl, so it was kind of hard for me, you know, to really, not, I mean, because my mother and she stepped in, but, you know, raising him like a man, you know what I'm saying, so. I immediately when I got saved, because he was like 7 when I got saved, and I immediately had him blessed. And I know people thought it was strange, because here was this, you know, babies are blessed when they're young, but I wasn't in the church then. So when he got when I got saved and I had him blessed, my pastor graciously blessed him, and I gave him back to the Lord, and now he's married, and he has, you know, children of his own, and he's living for the Lord now. And it's just amazing and so awesome to see our young people living for God. And, Jasmine, you hold on. You continue to do the things that God is calling you to do, and every desire that you have, we're going to pray to God. Yeah, we pray along with you. You know, we believe in partnering with. The guests that I've had, I've like grown an attachment to them, and so you will be hearing from me, and whenever you want to come on and give a testimony, please just let me know, you know, that you have a testimony for the Lord. And please tell your friends, and even I want to get the other person. I've had Tierra and I've had you, and now what was the other sister's name that is in ministry with you guys?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, I want to get her on, because I just want for the world to know that we do have young people, young women that are out here on the battle line for the Lord, working and working in the vineyard and calling men and women to know God. And also, I'm going to invite you guys to come to the crusade, if it's possible for you to come to the crusade in September 5th through the 7th. If there's any way possible for you guys to come, we'd love for you to come and join in with us, because we're going to be not necessarily calling for churches, people that attend church, saints and aints, and, you know, we're really gleaming the harvest of those that are not saved, that are unchurched, like my husband was saying. The ministry that we're involved in now, that is their mission, to cause men and women to know, to know God and to come into a relationship with Him. And it's a young ministry, and they have young leaders. Their leaders are young. The church that my husband or we attend, the pastor is 29, and so they're young in the ministry. They're not young to the ministry, but they're young in ministry, and that's so important. But excuse me, Jasmine, I'm sorry, my throat, I don't know what's happening with my throat, but before we end, I just want you, Sister Jasmine, to pray a prayer over the broadcast. We don't have we don't have any callers today, but we know that people are listening over the internet, and we know that people will call in and listen to the broadcast at a later time. So I just pray a prayer over this broadcast that it will be heard and that it will be a turning point in someone's life. We're heard all over the world. We're not just heard in the United States. We're heard in anyone. I mean, this is the internet, so anyone can listen to the broadcast. And just give us a word of prayer, Sister Jasmine.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Our gracious Father in heaven, we just thank you and we praise you on today. Daddy God, we come before you as humble as we know how. Lord God, first and foremost, we come before you in repentance, Lord God, for any sin that we have committed, knowingly or unknowingly, in the name of Jesus. And Daddy God, we just thank you and we praise you for your grace and mercy that you have continuously shown upon us, even in the state when we didn't deserve it, Father God. Daddy God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for the callers, for the listeners, Lord God, even those who desired to be on the call, Father God, but were not able to be here, Father God. We thank you for them, Father God. Daddy God, we thank you, Lord God, that someone received the revelation, someone received the breakthrough on today, Father God, that someone who needed to hear the word that went forth, Father God, that it touched their heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Daddy God, I thank you, Lord God, for Mr. and Mrs. Burns, Lord God. I thank you for the desire and the passion that you have placed within them to reach our people, Father God, to reach lost souls, to add souls to your kingdom, Father God. And Lord God, I thank you for anointing their broadcast, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you do a movement within them like never before, Father God. Daddy God, I ask that you touch them from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father God, that you just continue to anoint them and cover them in the blood, Father God. Lord God, I ask that you stir up the gift that you have placed within them, Lord God. Daddy God, I thank you, Lord God, that as this ministry begins to grow, continues to grow, Lord God, that it reached the masses, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ha! Glory to your name, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that it reached the masses, that it touched those that people would think it'll never touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Daddy God, I just thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for what you are doing in the midst of your people. I thank you, Father God, for glory, glory, glory. I thank you, Father God, just for doing a mighty work. I thank you, Lord God, for miraculous wonders happening in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that as we continue to go forth in your name to glorify you, Lord God, that everything that we do, it exemplifies you. It exemplifies the life of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and we cancel any assignment that you have against this ministry. We bind up and we uproot any curse that is come against this ministry in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no say so, you have no authority, but we have the authority over you, and we cast you back into the pits of hell where you belong in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you and we praise you for the ability to be able to reach your people, Father God, to be able to minister to your people, to be able to add souls to your kingdom, Daddy God. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. I thank you for replenishing the fire in Mr. and Mrs. Burns, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for just, I thank you for their undying love for you, for their undying passion to serve you, Father God, and that it just continues to grow each and every day, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and we praise you, Father God. Lord God, I ask that you touch each and every person that is under the sound of my voice. Touch them in the midst of their storms, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for being that umbrella to shield them and protect them, Father God, from the storm, Father God, and that they just remain strong and remain patient and know that as long as they continue to seek you, Father God, that you will bring them out of and that you will just that you will bless them tremendously if they just be steadfast and staying firm on your word, Father God. And I just thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for touching them, Lord God, and just cover them in the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for dispatching their angels, Lord God, to come down and stand guard before them and protect them, and that no hurt, harm, nor danger shall come near them, Father God, and that they know and gain revelation that the weapon may form, but it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for giving them revelation of who they are and whose they are, who they belong to in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you and I praise you on today, Father God. Hallelujah, glory to your name. Glory, glory, glory. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for that young lady who's going through, Father God, who feels alone, that you continue to be with her and let her know that your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. And that if she just continues to seek you first and all your righteousness, Father God, that all these things, anything that she desires, as long as it adds up with your will, that it'll be added unto her in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name. Father God, I just thank you and I praise you for healing and mending hearts. I thank you for the breakthroughs. I thank you for bringing, freeing people out of bondage, Father God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Be ready to be on TV. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God. You and your husband, be ready to be on TV. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just be ready. I reluctantly believe that. I receive it.
Help me, Jesus. I don't think that I've been touched so during a broadcast as I've been today. Jasmine, your prayer was so anointed. I thank God for you. I thank God for, you know, I thank God for this broadcast. The Lord gave me this theme, They Overcame, from Revelation 12 and 11. You know, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Because I just want the world to know, and God wants the world to know, that in the midst of everything that's going on in the world, that he's still God. And when we don't get our testimonies out there, we're doing God an injustice. We're not doing what, this is part of the compelling people to come in. I'm getting an echo. But we're so grateful to you for coming on, my husband and myself. We're just so grateful for you coming on and sharing, like my husband said, with your openness. You know, a lot of people are, we don't want people to see the ugly side of the testimony. You know, we just want everything to be pretty and, you know, flowery, and we don't want people to see, you know, what God brought us from. Right. And I just thank God for you coming on and giving your testimony. Your testimony is similar to Tierra's, but it's your testimony. It's not her testimony. So thank you for coming on, and make sure that when you, I'm going to join your, I think I am. Am I on your Empowering Prayer Ministry site?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Make sure that you also put it on the They Overcame group also, so that we'll have a way to get to the people that are on, that are my friends, to be able to see what you guys are doing.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and God bless you, and God bless your children, and
thank you again for
coming on.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed you all, and it was just another humbling experience for me. I thank God for you all. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on. And if you know of anyone that has a testimony, well, I know you know everyone has a testimony, but that will come on and give the testimonies that our host, Evangelist Adrienne, is not on today, but she always encourages me that even if I don't see the numbers, if I look at the archive, I can see how many people have been on. I just want people to come on and give their testimonies. You know, we God is deserving of that, to be lifted up so that people can see, no matter where I come from, no matter what my background is, God is still able to make us all on level ground. There's no big eyes and no little U's. We're all the same. We're all, you know, God's children, and we all need to hear what God is doing in the lives of his people. A testimony that is just crossing my mind now is I have a cousin who came and got saved, and then is not attending church. I say you never lose your salvation. You just are not in commune with God. But anyway, he was saying how he had gone skating one night, and he stopped to get some gas, or he stopped to get something to eat. And I think it was he stopped to get some gas, and this is before we were using the debit card. And he, when he got back in his car, some men got in, accosted him and got in the car with him and drove him around all night long, and talking between the two of them what they were going to do with him. They were going to kill him. They were going to take his car. They were going to
you know, they were going to do him harm, and how he just kept saying, and I think he said he just kept saying in Jesus' name. He just kept saying Jesus, and at the end of the night, we know it was God had stepped in, because they drove him to in Chicago. They drove him to an alley, and the alley, it was just a one way. You couldn't go any further. They drove him in the alley, and they told him to sit there and for 20 minutes or something, and we'll be watching you. They took his driver's license, and they said, if you tell, you know, and they come look, the police come looking for us, we're going to come and kill your whole family. And how God really saved him. They didn't do anything to him. I think they took the money that he had or something, but they left him in the car, left his keys so that he could drive home. And so we know that that was God. And I hear a lot of people saying that, you know, that you have to be in right standing with God for him to deliver you. Your testimony is a prime example, Sister Jasmine, of how even when we're not doing the things that we're supposed to be doing, God is still there for us. He's still faithful. Hallelujah. He's still faithful. He's still faithful. And there's power in that name, and there's power in the blood of Jesus. And as you were praying, and that's not something that you hear so much now, is people pleading the blood. And I appreciate that, because when I got saved, we bleed the blood all the time. You know, even to one another, we did something we didn't like, the blood of Jesus. But you know, but I thank God for you. I thank God for your, you know, you coming on and giving your testimony. Honey, did you have anything else to say?
No, again, just thank God for our guest today, and we just declare the blessings of God to be multiplied unto you and to your children. I had to just chuckle every now and then as I heard the children in the background, and I could tell that there were times that they even distracted you. But you know what? Those children are your blessings. And even as you were talking about things in your past, I thought about how the scripture, it talks about husband and wives, and it talks about children and parents. And it was revealed to me that, and just today as you were speaking, how that it's all about our relationships, how that the Bible orders children to obey their parents, but it also talks about parents not provoking their children to wrath. So there's a relationship there between the parents and the children that need to happen, that as you stated, when that's happening properly, then all of this craziness in the world can go away, not necessarily through social programs, but just through our relationships with our children. And God just bless you and your children, and just abundant blessings just fall on you, that you will be in want and need for nothing, but out of God's abundance that you will find all that you need in ministry and in raising your children, which is really your primary ministry at this point. So God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Well, we have come to the end of our program, and I've just been so blessed by the testimony of our guest, Ms. Jasmine Jackson, in Saginaw, Michigan. our nephew, actually my husband's nephew, went to school there in Ypsilanti. Is that?
Yeah, it was Ypsilanti. It's kind of, I guess, near, kind of in the same area, but Saginaw is kind of what, up like at the Peninsula or something like that. But I worked in the auto industry for a while, so we certainly heard of Saginaw because there's a lot going on in Michigan all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Ypsilanti is about an hour and a half away from Saginaw. Not far.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Well, do you have a word? Do you have a word that you want to deliver?
Just be steadfast and just continue to stand on God's promises. Know that whatever God has promised you, know that God is not a man that he shall lie. So whatever he's promised you, know that it's going to come to pass. And just be patient. Just be patient. Don't give up. God has brought you too far for you to turn your back on him and for you to give up. Just be steadfast. Just be steadfast. Just be steadfast. And just continue to seek God and know that he's there. He hears you. He sees you.
Amen. Amen. We receive that. We receive that. Okay. Well, and again, tune in to our listeners. Tune in to New Destiny Ministries every day, 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, at the same number, and hear the Word of God by the different ministers that Evangelist Adrian Bernard has speaking. Also, she does a prayer on Sundays at, I think it's 7 o'clock her time. I'm not sure of all the times, but 7 o'clock Pacific time, so cover yourself accordingly. I think it's 10 o'clock here, so we're in church at that time. But if you want to hear, you know, want to get into a prayer, and I know there are hundreds, and I thank God for the prayer ministries that go forth also in different places. And mark your calendars. We will be meeting here in North Carolina September 5th through the 7th in a worldwide crusade. Pray for us that God direct us. We haven't found a venue yet, but pray for God to open up the door for us to get that venue together so that we'll have some place to house all of the people that God will be sending to be saved in this crusade. And until next week, I just want to praise you, and I love you all. This is your host, host and hostess, Albert and Billy Burns, and we say until next week. We just want to praise you. Amen.
Hey, oh, oh, oh. Hey, oh, oh. Be loved. Jesus.